How did it go today?
Well, second day of practice I thought went well. I think you can see it's very competitive in a number of areas. The areas that we've kind of been discussing all off season are going to be the areas of competition. We get through one more day tomorrow and we'll get an opportunity to really evaluate these linemen when we get into the pads.
Monday's the first padded practice.
Are
you going to use all of them this year, since you've got a lot of extra line work to do?
We're going to be on the same schedule that we've used in the past. You know, our emphasis in some of our drills and the work that we're doing during those practices has changed, but in terms of the number of padded practices, it'll be very similar to what we did last year.
Is that 13 or 10 or
number? It'll be between 11 and 13. and it depends if you want to count shells as a padded practice or not. We'll be able to get a lot of work done when we wear shoulder pads and not wear our pants and pads.
Can you tell us about the new wide receiver that you all signed today?
Yeah, we had, we had a tryout. We had a roster spot to fill, and he's a guy that has had some experience in the NFL in terms of some practice squad. So he's on a fast track to learn our offense. You know, we've got two wide receivers here in the last five or six days, so we've got to get those guys caught up. Coach Rubisky is going to be burning some midnight oil.
Coach, in looking at Bernard Reedy over the past 2 days, does it seem like he's picked up where he left off in minicamp?
Yes, Bernard is very fast. Got great speed. I wasn't there for the one-on-one, so I don't know how the one-on-one went today, but he's got elite speed, and you know, he ran by some guys yesterday, and he's got a better understanding of what we're trying to do. So I think he's definitely one of those guys that's going to be in the mix for a roster spot. Like we said, they're on the back end. You know, we know we have our big three and Devin Hester, you know, Drew Davis coming back. We've got to make a decision on our 53-man roster, whether we're going to have five or six wide receivers. So there's a lot of questions, and that's the fun thing about training camp.
I know you haven't had a chance really to look at them until they get into pads to get a true evaluation, but what kind of message are you trying to spread to them and the newcomers after what happened last year?
The message has been real clear from the very beginning. We want to get bigger and stronger in the lines. I think that we've accomplished that. We've accomplished that in a number of ways. First, with our returning players, they've gotten bigger and stronger in the weight room. We've added through free agency and our first two draft picks. So we've accomplished that. Now that we're practicing football, we're into a run-up where these guys are going to get an opportunity to really play football the way that offensive and defensive linemen play it, because they've got to have their pads on to really get evaluated, and we'll get a chance to evaluate them starting on Monday. It's going to be a really fun day for all of us on Monday in terms of what we're trying to get accomplished.